to boldly go where no has gone before.
Interface complete.
Y'all already know what time it is up in the building early. It's your host, Captain Smell So Good Man, with my co-host, motherfucking Cyanide. We will be getting the party started approximately about 30 minutes. We're waiting everybody to corral up in this motherfucker. So I got some hits for you. You know what I'm saying? Today is Feature Indie Artist Friday. Presents Linda Blake and reggae artist Grindsman. You know what I'm saying? Representing Kingston, Jamaica. And Miss Linda Blake is representing the owner. Well, actually, she's representing Boston, Massachusetts. She's the owner of Hot Steps Magazine. So we're going to be getting into it. I'm going to play like a couple of songs real quick, and then I'll get up and get back with you and tell you what's really going down.
Big ballers, big bread, big paper, big TV. You heard what I said, nigga? Shake your dreads, and y'all boys ain't dead. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, bro. Shake them bread, yo. Shake, shake, shake. Take it down low. Shake, and let them bread beat the flow. Shake them bread, yo. Shake them bread, bro. Yo, say, 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 take it down low. Say, and let them dreads beat the floor. I'm in my car, my dreads, I shake them out the window. With a dot, I drop the top, so my lock can feel the wind blow. Shout out to them outer niggas, rockers, they my people. We twisted up and locked up, shake dreads that will beat you. I ain't never seen as many dread heads before. Niggas singing in the mall, dawn, all in the soul. My nigga Irish shaking dreads when he ready to slow. And Fat Man shaking dreads when he full of that go. My girl April, she bad, she got dreads to ass. Cactus in the hair, that shit be looking like grass. I picked my boy up from school, and his teacher was mad. I asked him what was wrong, he's shaking dreads in class. Shake them dreads, yo. Shake them dreads, bro. Shake them dreads, bro. Shake them dreads, yo. Shake, shake. Dreads beat the flow. Shake them dreads, yo. Shake them dreads, bro.
All right, that's good.
Yeah, B. That's a chunk yo shit.
That's all sample right there.
Let me
a lot of skill.
How you going, Brady?
Yo.
Tied at number one. You know I used to beat that block.
Okay.
Now I beat the block.
Remix, bitches! My baby girl rock Gucci, Prada, BCBG, Fendi, Dolce, Gabbana, and BB. Lounging on the island with a bottle of Fiji. Looking like the next top model, believe me. I show her off when I'm out in the mall. She hold me down whenever I ain't around. No need to ask, I can get it when I'm ready. We go together like peanut butter jelly. The drop jet black, top left back, Burberry inside. You can bet that my girl, she a rider. When she open up the glove compartment, my girl get the sparkin'. Trips to Hawaii, jerk chicken in Jamaica. Flew to San Juan just to do the Macarena. All that just to show you you my favorite. I'm just trying to upgrade you.
Let me upgrade you. On a muscle cage, your legs tied a purple lace. Upgrade you, I can up, can I up? Let me upgrade you, let me upgrade you. Let me upgrade you, just a new cage.
Yeah,
just put some new things. Upgrade you, I can
let me upgrade you in, Mama.
Yeah,
keep going, check it out. Look, knick-knack, patty-whack, give a dog a bone. All these hoes won't leave me alone, cause they see me gone in a Cadillac room. I don't know why they keep calling my phone. Stop complaining, you acting ungrateful. You wonder why these niggas unfaithful. You want the truth? I ain't wanna date you. I called you on day one, we fucked on day two. I said it before, I say it again. I let you go right now, pick up two of your friends. Yeah, hit it and run, then forget about hun. In the sea of women, there's a million and one. When you met me, you knew I was a player. I ain't trying to be faithful. Look, when you met me, you knew I was a player. I ain't trying to be faithful, so I guess I need to.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I ain't got what you want.
Let's go. Let's go.
saying, a Beyonce song, you know what I'm saying, Beyonce, or whatever the name is. So here we go, people, let me go ahead and beam in my homeboy.
Yo, it's my
name. And gonna do a little something new just for today. Because we got Miss Linda Blake coming in the building shortly. Told her to call in and come in about 12:30. Have everything up and running. Got the tracks loaded for reggae artist, Grindsman. So we'll be getting to hear some new music. And tell y'all a little bit about just what's going on. Owner of Hot Stuffs Magazine is an entertainment lifestyle publication dedicated to dance, fashion, art, and more. Ms. Linda publishes the envelope on many levels, showcasing minorities in the spotlight like never before. Inspired by her daughter, Nika Wilder, Hot Steps Magazine, once an ideal on paper, read the first publisher's note here, is now a trendsetter in the Boston area and is gaining momentum to take the world by storm. Then you also got reggae phenom Grindsman, Joseph Green, better known as Reggae Firebrand Grindsman, is born on the 20th of July, 1968 in Kingston, Jamaica. Grindsman developed a love for music at 7, and he pursued songwriting through his young adult years and got his break at the Portmore Talent Search in the early 80s. His latest single is titled It The Stop, and he is managed by Ms. Linda Blake, publisher of Hot Steps Magazine and vice president of I&I Records. And that's what we got going on today. So, big ups to Easy Rider, Heavenly Angel, and Cyanide. And no, I'm just kidding with Easy Rider. We got somebody sparking up the little penny bid auction down here, but they charging 60 cents while we got www.bid66.com that charges you 50 cents, and we're still kicking ass. Home of the 50 cents bids, you know what I'm saying? Not 60 cents. That's 10 extra bids you can get, man. You better shop wisely, people. Just don't go out there throwing your pennies around, all right? Shop wisely. www.bid66.com. Yeah, I already know. Matter of fact, I got to keep motherfucking doing the damn shit for let the young guy say it, you know what I'm saying? What I'm doing. Hey, young guy.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that? Nowhere. Go
nowhere.
To bid66.com right
now. Ah, man, that's www.bid66.com, man. For all your home of the 50 cent bids, man. You can get all the same shit, Apple iPods, all the other kind of same shit they talking about. And for the low dough. Yeah. How about I'm watching a quick little, because what I'm going to do is get into the nutty news before we actually bring her on and we'll get it out of the way. But, yeah, this motherfucker, this is from the Reuters, you know what I'm saying? Damn, a firing squad. Convicted killer Ronnie Lee Gardner was executed by firing squad in Utah after choosing the method over lethal injection. Damn. You'd rather get shot the fuck up.
Well, he's the only one of the four guys that still have the option to choose that because, yeah, it's not allowed anymore. But he has been in the cell for a long time and he still has the option to choose for that.
Damn. That's crazy.
Well, if he wants to go out like that, why not?
Yeah, yeah, hey, knock yourself out. As long as you gonna die, bitch. As long as you gonna, what you gonna get hit by a train? Shit, put this motherfucker in front of the train. Bam! Oh, motherfucking man. No, I'm, they got this clip. I'm gonna put this in here. This is drunk, they got a drunk police officer now. And she fired her goddamn gun in the fucking police car.
You gotta be kidding me.
No. Hold on. drop the link for everybody to go ahead and check that out. Yeah. Got a little nutty there, people. Got a little nutty, you know what I'm saying? And get this started real quick, porn music. Get some good porn going. And, yeah, we're going to get into a good interview today. And what you say you had to go do? You got to go do something with your parents today?
Yeah, last time I was a little bit late, and they were complaining, oh, why come so late? So you got two guests on, you can do without me today.
Well, yeah. Hey, parents, all right, I don't know. All right, I need to stop for 2 hours. I don't know what kind of is going on here. Jesus, parents,
I'm sorry,
boy,
I'm
can't
sorry.
Live with them, can't live without them, you know what I'm saying? Firefox News Online. Who the f*** is that?
I've seen him around. Good day, Firefox News.
Oh, okay. Well, we got our own Firefox News going up in here. Fire and old, people. Fire and old. Click on that link, which shows Officer Kelly Beamer fired a weapon into the goddamn police cruiser. You hear? They yelling like, put it down, Kelly. Put it down. Hold on. No, drunk's got the fucking most annoying goddamn crying shit. Shut the fuck up. Hey.
I'm talking of you. I can't believe you. I cannot believe you, Jamaica.
Jamaica? Called the officer Jamaica?
Zach,
now we know the officers' names are Zach and Jamaica. The bitch shooting now. Them little pops and shit. She's sitting in the back of the police car. No hand. Well, of course she ain't had no handcuffs on. You know what I'm saying? But she wasn't in uniform either. She just, you know, sitting there. But then you hear them little pop, 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 pop. Yeah, she's shooting out the damn back window out there. Yeah.
Why didn't anybody think, hey, let's take the gun from the drunk woman?
You know? Well, I mean, why would you think to pat down your friend if she's a police officer? Fuck that shit. I mean, all you police motherfuckers should be probably carrying some kind of damn weapons. You know what I'm saying? Shit. For 200 porta potties that ain't renting out. Yeah, people. That's $200,000 a month. You got the most asinine idea, and nobody even thought about, and making the most goddamn money is guess what? Little cat poopy scoops. Because the little small shovels, cat poopy scoops. They small enough to walk along the beach and, you know what I'm saying, dig out the little tar balls on the beach instead of having the big-ass shovels, you know what I'm saying, to actually dig up the whole beach and shit. These are lightweight. Everybody can just carry around a little bag, you know what I'm saying, walk along, blam, 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 scoop up the tar balls. $2 a piece. The dude don't even want to give a figure of how much, you know what I'm saying, he booming them for, because he don't want nobody else to, you know, shit, bring a truckload of them shits up there and fucking boom on his ass, which somebody needs to do. So, my thing is, a motherfucker need to take some bottled water right now and be sitting right along the goddamn, you know, highway edge, wherever motherfuckers is cleaning up at, bitches gonna need some water. You're cleaning up foul water, you're gonna need some water. Yeah. New development in the fuck ass oil spill. Now they're talking about methane gases are coming out. You know what I'm saying? Now we got methane gases coming out along with the goddamn oil. Come on, people. All right. Man, that's crazy. This is what we're about to do. We're going to get into another news for a couple of minutes, and then at the top of the hour, 12:30, we should be getting Miss Linda Blake off up in here and get the interview started. Yeah, let me pull up something real quick.
I'll silently exit when you get your guest on.
The silent exit.
The silent exit.
Alright, well. Ain't no,
hey, there was
somebody.
Hey, Smelly, there was somebody in the chat room that requested that I could use my own name on the show. Do you know my first name?
But nobody wants Sam Polo.
No Polo. No Polo.
Oh, all right. That'll work. Yeah. You don't wear a polo?
I have one or two, but not a lot.
Oh. So you don't get that joke when you go, hey, look, it's Marco. Polo.
Now that joke gets lame after you do it 1,000 times?
Yeah, it was lame just then. I found myself. WantNettyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, crazy, off-the-wall news. You only going to get this here for a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll get on into it. Let me walk on over here real quick. Give high fives to my home boy. What's up? Yes, my dog right there. You know what I'm saying, everybody? That's old Timmy. That's the hired handicap help. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's what we do. That's what we do. All right, check this out. In Johannesburg, man killed by wife because kids in TV spat.
Alrighty.
Right. Police say a South African man who wanted to watch a World Cup match instead of a religious program was beaten to death by his family in the northeastern part of the country. Damn!
Whoa.
David Mokia, a 61-year-old man from the small village of getting fooled by the goddamn fake gospel show, then you're getting fooled by the goddamn World Cup that ain't got nothing to do with Africa, period. You worrying about Germany and Australia?
Hey, I watched that game.
Was it a good game? Who won?
Germany won. But Germany lost
what?
Today. They lost today.
And then turned around and lost. What kind of... Ain't the Netherlands in it? How they doing?
They are playing tomorrow. They won their first game, 2-0. They're playing tomorrow. Let me see. 7:30 your local time. 7:30 a.m.
Okay, I will not be up watching that.
Yeah, that's no problem. I didn't expect anything else from you. But it was really funny. We live very close to the German border, and they had to play today. So a lot of German cars were driving around with flags and all that stuff and making noise. And then they lost the game, and I had to drive home, and every German flag there was not on the car anymore. And still... carry the flag around. Still be proud of your team, even if they lose.
Yeah, yeah. Supposed to. You're supposed to. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I still love the Bucks, even though they've been sucking since their conception. But hey, you know.
Yeah, but that's a real supporter. That's a real supporter. You're not one of those guys that is just a supporter of the winning team. You are a real supporter.
Yeah, you got the... going over here to California. Where prisons suspend inmate visits to save money. That ain't crazy, man. Prisons will be closed to most visitors the last weekend of June to save the state money. State corrections officials said that canceling visits at the 33 adult prisons between June 26th and June 27th will save about $400,000 in overtime costs. Lawyers still will be allowed to see their clients, and family members will be able to visit terminally ill inmates and juvenile offenders. Anybody care about that?
It's silence says it all.
Yeah. Providence, Rhode Island. Toy soldier on boys' hat. Violate schools' weapons ban. Damn. Oh, there were fire extinguishers and life vests on board, and then it had trouble contacting the people who built the barges. Man, listen, people, if y'all don't see the American goddamn bullshit going on, how in the hell you got some damn barges, but you don't have nobody on the motherfucking barges to man them shits? Or you got the barges, but you won't motherfucking let people work. So that means you paying people just to sit there and just watch shit.
Now.
We can do an entire show with that, you know?
Oh, man, that's just that shit. Let's keep playing that over and over again. It never gets old. It never gets old. Where are you going to hear that at? Nowhere. Oh, man.
Although yesterday was pretty funny when you played the sample without the Nowhere.
Yeah, yeah. Wait, come here. You know I'm older. I can't. Come here, you little son of a. Yeah, you're smoking all that pot on that show. Yeah, my son let me hear it. Yeah, come here. You're making me late and everything. Smoking pot live. Come here, you little. Get your ass over here. Oh, your parents don't curse. My bad. Well, come here. Get your over here, you little.
Well, I've done some education on my parents, and they don't think that smoking weed is that bad anymore. So it really is possible. It took a while. It took a really long time with handing them information and all that stuff. But they finally got to realize that that it's not that bad. I think they talked to my sister. She works in a hospital and stuff. She might have explained
it.
She can get the medical shit then. No. That doesn't work that way.
What good a family member is she?
Well, she's not gonna hand me anything out of the cabinet for sure.
She works. She works around that.
She works in radiology, but she can get to that for sure, yeah.
All right, I think I'm be making we want to make a call here, people, so I can cut somebody out. Get your ass on this show, woman. That's what happens, get your ass on this show. I'm talking about, boy, look at here. I thought I was going to have to do the show with my own boy, Side 9. Because you wasn't coming to.
We running into phone problems.
Oh, you running into phone problems? Oh, what you out and about?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm just cruising the beach.
Oh, you're out cruising the beach?
Yeah, I'm going to pull over here so we can talk.
Okay, that's what time it is. Dang, wish I had. What you
think? You're supposed to call me in a little bit here. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
All right, well, that's what time it is. I got his music loaded up, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I gave everybody a little brief, you know what I'm saying, a little brief info about you, you know, on us.
Everybody's really 8 minutes late. That's pretty good
well,
when you're in the entertainment industry.
Yeah, yeah.
8 minutes ain't
nothing. When you're dealing with me, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you got up to 30 minutes, right? That's black folk time. You know what I'm saying? I give you black folk leeway. So that's for everybody. You know, you get up to 30 minutes to be late on my show before I go totally bonkers. You know what I'm saying? Start calling
right.
You back.
Well, we try to accommodate people. We don't like to be late. But, you know, something's happened. If I would have been any later, I would have called you.
Oh, okay, that's what's up. Now, I'm gonna let you know, because I know everybody's like, her voice sounds like she's a chipmunk. This is not her actual voice, people.
I was supposed to take it back this morning, and I got up late.
Oh, you just your whole pattern.
Had a rough night last night.
Your whole pattern,
Drew. Yeah, you ever hear about Kevin Costner?
Yeah, who has it? Dancing with Wolves.
Right. We're doing an interview with him about him and his involvement with the oil spill.
What the can he do with the oil spill?
Well, he has a machine.
Oh, he going out there and sucking him up some oil, making him some side money, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. 100%.
Let me get on his shit.
Yeah, you know that.
Pardon
you know
me,
that.
Please.
Yeah,
I hear you. Let me call. Sorry about that.
It was
my patience.
Oh. Okay. Well, Okay, first off, when did you start Hot Steps magazine? Cause let me give it a little brief synopsis, put everybody up on what time it is. Okay, what we got on the phone is the owner of Hot Steps magazine. This is Mrs. J. Linda Blake out of Boston, Massachusetts. Her magazine is dedicated to dance, fashion, and more. It kind of pushes the envelopes. You know what I'm saying? On many levels, when she just due to the fact that she showcases a lot of minorities and puts them in the spotlight, which we don't really have any magazines out there, period, that's kind of dedicated to that. Source Magazine doesn't do that, and really any other magazine doesn't really, you know, focus on putting out, you know, an actual article that you can tangibly read and intelligently read about an artist, you know what I'm saying, a dancer. Or somebody in the entertainment industry. So that's what Hot Steps Magazine has accomplished. So how long have you all actually been up and running with Hot Steps Magazine?
Well, we've been up and really for 5 years. I started this when I was in high school as a class project. And basically, it grew from there. I was doing it in my college years, and after college, I decided to take it on as a full-time project.
Being that you're in 27 countries, is your magazine in English in every country, or do you actually have
you
some?
You know, you had my name. You know, you had my name wrong.
What did I do?
How did you spell my name?
LYNDA.
Oh, okay, that's correct. I'm sorry.
I'm like,
sorry.
That's what you sent me in the email. If I got it wrong off the email.
I'm sorry.
Worldwide, and actually translating the magazine also.
Well, that's
you
what makes us successful.
Yeah, you might. Now, are you strictly online, or are you also paperback?
No, we have a paperback edition also that we just really came out with about 2 years ago. We started out basically online, and we felt that we would get more subscribers and get and make money off of it rather than online. It's hard to get money online. But we have it actually sit there in front of them where they can touch it and look through it a little bit and feel it. Then they buy it.
Right.
It's the whole touchy-feely thing. You know about touchy-feely, don't
well,
you?
You would, well, yeah. I mean, you want something to take home. I mean, you want why go online and, you know, just virtually give your money away, you know what I'm saying? And you don't get nothing to take home. I mean, a lot of people are like me. I like to take something home, you know what I'm saying? Article is how I want to show my friends, you know what I'm saying? I need something tangible to pull out, and bam, look, check this article out, man. You know, everybody's pushing for the totally online independence, but, I mean, people still come up to me asking me to buy cassette tapes. So, you know, that's got to tell you, you know what I'm saying, what the level of people's mentality is at. We still in 1985. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody is on board with this technology of the internet, you know, and the understanding of what the internet is. So you still have to give people that old school, tangible information. You know, like newspapers, they're not going to die out. Yeah, they might, you know, decrease in circulation in certain areas, but certain areas do not have the internet or do not have the capabilities of getting the internet out to them or computer access.
Right.
Therefore, they still need the paperback. entertaining.
Can you excuse me for a minute? I have to go to the bathroom. Can you excuse me for about a minute?
There we go. There we go. All right, check this out. I'm Almighty presents Linda Blake and reggae artist Grindsman.
No girls for North to stand up for them, you know. I get crazy and time them see a man, you know. And them get hot and time them see a man. I want thing me I tell us, brag upon them, man. Bust upon them. Watch ya. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You not stop mad, you matey, all direction. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You not stop mad, you matey, all direction. Matey, madam, get new brand dress, I kill them. Matey, madam, get your man, cause she acting stupid. Cause your man no want her, cause everything him a give. Matey, madam, get new brand shoes, I kill them. Matey, madam, get new hairstyle, she match them. Matey, madam, get brand new frock, I kill them, matey, man, again. New brand dress, they match them. Him buy you a house, man, a nice piece of land. The cure your matey, go on, the cure how she program. She not get nothing, she's like a bag of ban. I wish she just a do, she just a run down your man. I you your man, love, and no want another one. Him give you a son and a daughter, you no man. That's him, for me, you are the loving woman. A little later, him put the ring on your hand. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop by your matey, all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop by your matey, all direction. A serious thing, we take a girl, man. For them, the type of living is outer. And every whore have a stick out of bush, nah, man. So why the girl that can go look at next man? Every time them get up, the fool run off people, man. But tell your mate, say she have to change her plan. A new brand study, a new brand action. Make coffee, you make come in like a rang bang. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop, man, your matey, all direction. 24, 1, 7, take too long. You don't stop, man, your matey, all direct. Matey, man, again, brand new shoes, I kill them. Matey, new brand new style, to match them. Matey, man, again, brand new dress, I kill them. Every outfit you wear, there be no problem. I see queens you wear, and them not have it, my friend. The most dear things you wear, them can't buy them. Your man a name brand, you wear the name brand them. And that's why, man, where you walk it, them problem. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You don't stop, man, you matey, all direction. 24, 1, 7, 10, too long. You don't stop, man, you matey, all direction.
Yeah, Grindsman right there, going down real big. I tell y'all what, gonna get into one more just to make sure, you know what I'm saying? She got enough time. Matter of fact, let me check in with my co-host, though, make sure he all right. You know what I'm saying? Got to make sure, because we know he got things to do, you know what I'm saying? Got, you know, parents out there that need lookings after us, you know what I'm saying? So make sure he all right. Mr. Cyanide.
I'm brushing my teeth.
Hello.
Okay.
I'm here.
All right. She's back. We got her live. Everybody is live.
I'm sorry. I had to go number two instead of number one.
Okay. Everybody out there in radio land. Yeah.
Those are gentlemen that you're saying cyanide or whatever. Who is that?
Yeah. Cyanide, that is my co-host in the Netherlands. Yeah, he's in the Netherlands right now. He's currently brushing his teeth, so kind of called him at a bad moment.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I told you, I just went in the bathroom, too.
And, yeah, he was like, rrr, 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 my teeth. I'm like, okay. Let me bring one more call in. Hold on, we got 754. Let me beam him up. 754, welcome to the show. Welcome to Wrecking the Game Radio.
Hello?
You?
Yeah, this is Grindsman.
Grindsman, blessed love. What's up, my brother?
I'm here, my brother.
I just played one of your songs, brother, you know what I'm saying? And you know, I had to explain to him because everybody was like, "Wait, I heard that song before." I was like, "No, that's not Buju Banton. That's not Buju."
I loved
you know what
it.
Saying? But I like that beat, but I like the way you remix that. You know what I'm saying? I really like that. You know what I'm saying? It's a compliment to the song. Yeah, because you know a lot of people get people's songs and they massacre it. You know what I'm saying? They don't really bring the compliment to it. And it makes it, you know what I'm saying? It just don't make it sound good. But you make the song sound good. You know what I'm saying? I really dug that. Let me kind of do, I guess, a jump back and forth. I have Miss Linda Blake on the line. You know what I'm saying? Your manager from I and I Records, and up in here. And Miss Linda, if you're the vice president, who's the president of I and I Records?
Please.
Oh, you didn't hear
what?
Me? Yeah, did you hear me?
Breaking up. I heard you saying something.
Yeah, I said who's the president of I-9 Records? If you're the vice president.
That would be Mr. Thomas Schneider.
Thomas Schneider.
Yes.
Okay, Thomas Schneider. That's what.
Yeah,
that's definitely what.
He's out of Miami, Florida. Right?
Oh, okay. He right down the road there. He right down the road. That's
what's
up.
You're in Florida?
Yeah, I'm
in
Tampa. Yeah, I'm Tampa, Florida. Yeah, I'm right down the road from him. Now, Grimesman, I read a little bit about you, you know what I'm saying? Read up on some of your music, and actually was supposed to have a fan here, Prophet Jackal. He was actually supposed to be on the show because he's familiar with your music. I also have a friend of mine named Vice Grip, another Jamaican friend of mine, and he was actually supposed to be on the show too because he says he's heard of you. But he actually wanted to kind of, you know, talk to you to see, you know what I'm saying, if he really know you. I did let him hear your songs and stuff like that. He was like, yeah, I know that voice. He's like, I might know him, I might not. But he said he likes your music. So I was like, well, yeah, we need to collabo, you know what I'm saying? So how long have you been here in the States?
Well, I've been here in the States about 2.5 months now.
Oh, you just got here. So, I mean, you're not a United States citizen?
Huh?
Are you a citizen of the United States, or you still go back home to Jamaica?
No, I'm not a citizen. I still got to go back home.
Oh, okay. So you're just over here promoting your music?
Yeah.
You're getting your promotion. How's that going?
What I'm doing right now, this album named Higher Dimension, you know?
Higher Dimension. And, and speaking of that, now, before this, and all you guys can go up to the top, if you look at the top of the show page, you'll notice the little links going past from Amazon.com. His album and also his singles are on Amazon.com for purchase. So you can go on there right now and actually get digital downloads of his music. The whole album Higher Dimension, and also a couple of cuts from the album are available right there, so you can now, you know what I'm saying, how many publications are actually pushing your music right now?
Well, I can say the iTunes of it and Amazon, a lot of digital distribution, because they distribute it to about 9 or 12 or 15 different distribution digital. So a lot of them got it.
Right, yeah, I see.
It's selling through TuneCore.
Okay, and how's that been going? I mean, as far as... you know, this is when you first came out in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? We wasn't all on the internet and, you know, doing all this kind of stuff. And how's that, you know, either helped or has it helped or has it not helped? You know what I'm saying? Since the 90s up until now with all this new technology and stuff we got as far as, you know, promoting you.
Yeah, well, since the 90s till now, I can't say big changes, but I don't expect things to be staying at one level. You know what I mean? So right now, that's why I even come with this album called Higher Dimension, because from the 90s, I'm not like that artist that I used to be. You know, I'm more cultural now and more universal, open to the public, you know what I mean? Not just under the clock and bent spoon on you, I don't stop there, you know what I mean?
Now, what genre of music do you perform? I mean, like, you know, is it culture reggae? What you know what I'm saying? What do you describe yourself? What kind of artist, reggae artist, are you?
Yeah, well, I could tell you that I'm a culture reggae artist, but I'm a girl artist also, so I'm an artist of many different phases.
Yeah, so you got any rap? I mean, you do a little rapping and...
Well, I do a little rap sometimes, but I don't really have myself professional like that. So I rather to know I collaborate with some big rappers. So it could take my talent to places. So I know how to write all these rap versions, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so I could collaborate with any big rapper like you, Jay-Z, Rick Rock, Gucci, just to name a few, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, that's hot. I got an artist. I had an artist myself. I actually told her about you. Her name is Janu. She's a female rap artist. She's basically performed for big guys like you just named. But I was wondering if you was interested in doing features and stuff like that. Are you open to work with female hip hop artists?
Yeah. Well. Whatever the case could be, I'll never back down and say I'll never open for that artist because that's where it all started. I'd have to start from scratch again. Even though I was there from a long time, this is the fresh new phase of fire grinds, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll never say no and neglect no one because I don't hear what that music don't care boundaries or barriers, you know what I mean? Yeah, because you got some people might think it's one set of people listening to music. Just to name a thing to you, even Richard Spike's album, 5 years he vice it and no one never look at it. And 5 years after that, someone takes it up and he's a number one singer in the world, you know? That's on the show you can't put on music, you know what I mean? You can't know where the music will go. All it needs the right promotion.
Right. That's what I say. I'm like, you know, songs don't get old. You know what I'm saying? The listeners do. You know, your music gonna stay young forever because it's always gonna be somebody that come along and say, "Hey, I ain't never heard that before." You know.
That's for real. Most young people now downloading all the old stuff, as is the music from the 90s is the real authentic music all over the world. You know.
Yeah. Right, and they just, you know, the new cats, they take the 90s beat, you know what I'm saying, and throw their little whack lyrics over it and make it kind of sound wrong, you know. Real quick, how did you all hook up, you and Miss Blake?
Well, I've been to Boston, you know, and I book a guy telling me that he wants me to have some photo shoot and some interviews, you know. But it's like he was driving with Miss Linda Blake, writer, a ghost writer that write for the Estepa magazine. The guy was a general, so I end up talking to Miss Linda because he end up giving me a number. I don't know why he did it, but he gave me a number. And talking to her for the first time, I realized that this is a good person. All I got to do, what she don't know, I teach her, and what I don't know, she teach me in the new time here. And we could get together and get the thing going, because you need a management car. Even though some artists are cool, you can't be doing business with artists like that. Written agreement, you need someone else to front it, you know what I mean? And
that's
what you have to pay too, so... It's a work. It's a teamwork. It can't be one people in music, because if I notice the rappers, all of them come together and build one song and let it go on the road. Only Jamaican try to build it by themselves because they are too proud. They want to say right now, I'm the writer for this song and the performer. You know what I mean? Which is the way people should be working with other people, because it's not one people feel the heartbeat of music. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. You hitting it on the head, boy. That's definitely what's up, man. And I'm sure enough wishing, you know what I'm saying, a lot of success down here, because it's you know, a great pleasure, you know what I'm saying, to for older school. I'm 32 years old myself, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I grew up on Buju Banton and, you know, Capleton and, you know what I'm saying, Black Chiny. I grew up on, you know what I'm saying, some of that reggae, you know what I'm saying, back in the days. And now it seems, from your standpoint, where is reggae in the music industry to you? Where is it at right now? I mean, is it in the forefront? Is it kind of?
Well, listen, I have to talk the real thing about reggae. You have one phases of reggae that, you know, Burning Spear and Bob Marley and Peter Tosh and those guys. Culture thing, right? But you got dancehall reggae now, which is what we guys sing. You know what I mean? Like from URI days, come straight up to even Mavada and Cartel days. You know what I mean? But because of what's going on now, more people from like the 70s to the 90s used to be like more intelligent and even what they are singing to the public, because you used to have a radio jury at them time there. And media jury where if you think NFA feet can play on the radio, you know? But it is not like that anymore. Everything is a freelance, because you can have a student at your house by computer. So I'm on the spice any song and put it out to the public. So when it's reggae I go right now, it's just a spin around and it's not going forward to me, because all of them young artists here, them just a try to do a thing, but they can't say, well, them not put enough professionality in the thing. So it's like everything I come back from the 70s to the 90s. So it's not like somebody has taken the Italian music, Aya. So that's why I have to come with this thing, this album named Aya Dimension, to show them that there are many different fields. And you don't have to really meditate one thing, you know. You can't talk variety of things, you know.
Damn, hold on a second, my man. I'm going on Hot Steps magazines, all kind of music playing. Now, where are like the younger generation of, you know what I'm saying, reggae artists? I mean, it seems like when you know what I'm saying, somebody gets a reggae hit, you know what I'm saying, they're well more seasoned in their music, you know what I'm saying? But there's like no just 20-year-old straight out of Jamaica, you know what I'm saying, like Sean Kingston. But when he came over here, he came with more of an American appeal, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't that real, you know, hard reggae, you know what I'm saying? He came over with more of an American appeal, and then that was a short success, though. You know, so
what happened to that now is like he tried to do something like more international, you know what I mean? But sometimes you can't stray from the roots. Of course, you can try some international feels of the music, but you still can't stray from the room. Got nothing nice like when somebody have an international rhythm and you can rap the real Jamaican song on it. So when the people that listen to them know, say, nah, change nothing. Nah, they have to do a use proper English and get it to a bigger market, because the international feel is different from the local feel still, you know?
Well, that's what time it is. So you've been there 2 months. When are you due to go back home?
Well, what I'll do when I go back home?
Yeah.
I'll be on a load of showman and working on my second to my third release album, you know, because in the time from the 90s when I was doing music, I never complete an album, you know what I mean? I've been doing that, but some producers, the way they are reducers, they couldn't put my album out, you know what I mean? Because I joined the Music Federation and Wally, a different association affiliated with the music. So I'm just saying that I got back home, I just wish to go check the guy Flavor, one of these guys that put up argument to me that they are interested to buy some new songs. I just want to buy some music to see if I can do an album with these guys. As I put out this album and it's me producing, you know? And I'm looking forward to produce another new album with myself, you know? So I just know that right now, I'm just ready to work, because one time I did crash a hospitalized for a long, so that is what really kept me out of the music for 30 for some time, you know?
Okay, and your new single, It For Stop. Tell me a little bit about that before we get into it.
Well, I can give you a little brief about it. You know that in Jamaica, you got a place called Max Peel Avenue. I've got a sister live there, and she got 5 kids, but the youngest one was 6 plus, never reached 7. But through my sister hustle at the Coronation Market at the famous place that they call Tivoli Garden there, you know? It's like someone, one of the perverts from downtown, take away my sister daughter and carry her and rape her off and kill her and do a lot of things to her. You know what I mean? It was a dreadful sight. And we couldn't catch the person that do it, so I have to come up with the idea. So right now, it's not only my sister kid, but she was the first kid. And that was about 8 to 10 kids in Jamaica. And take where I rape and kill the same way. So I have to build a song about it, because I get too mad in Jamaica. But the way I build it, I just build it by myself. But I just see a little girl and I like her voice, you know? And I tell her that I would like melody line of this music. Her name's Empress Ayata. So she agreed. So I get that Bob Marley beat and I go and I do that and arrange it, you know? And I've never seen the melody line and I rock the other part, you know? Because right now, Bob Marley reading them to me, brother, easy because I was around Bob Marley from when I was a small kid, you know?
Mm-hmm. So that is, and before I get in there, who were some of your, you know, because you mentioned Bob Marley a lot, but who was, you know, some of your inspirations for really, you know what I'm saying, pursuing your musical career?
All right, no, I can't say it faster, you know. It was like you or I, Rankin Joe, Brigadier Jerry Charlie Chaplin and Joseph Will, same way. Yeah, but I gravitate from them time and come into my original form because I love the music. And I just get a voice for myself and a commanding one that people have to listen to, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I was there even when before Admiral Bailey and some other guy was like Lieutenant Stitcher Papasan and I was there still, but like, you know, music is coming like you're going to school is not at that grade. At certain artists at the time, you have to wait till your time comes, you know?
Right, right. That's really, you got to pay your dues in the game. I mean, you just can't say, hey, I got a hot song and everybody, it's been a blow, you know what I'm saying? It don't work like that.
One thing in music, the person that put out the hard work in the music never really be the perfect success, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I realize that the people that do the less work, they elevate more because of people's better attitude problems, because some people in better positions than some, you know what I mean? Yeah, and even back in my homeland, it was nice for me so when people recognize me for free for a long time. When I start beginning to make a name now and requires me, I need some money. It's like them feel like it was the hardest thing to let me have my money. So they will just feel like I've got attitude problem, you know?
Right. That's kind of crazy. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to get into this song, and then I'm going to come back, ask Ms. Blake a couple of more questions about you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, I see you busy. I know you back there doing your thing. So we're going to get into this quick song. It's called It For Stop. And this is featuring Empress Ayata. And shouts out to her. And then we're going to come right back, and you know what I'm saying? We're going to get into a couple of more conversations with Ms. Linda Blake, CEO of Hot Steps Magazine, Vice President of I&I Records, and the infamous Mr. Grindsman, you know what I'm saying, live all the way from Kingston, Jamaica. That's how we doing it, live, Record of Game Radio, with your host, Cap Smell So Good.
Fire grind system, my Empress Ayata, you don't know. We don't like what going in another world, so you have to ask the people that say, sing the singer.
Tell me why do you see dying? Why the mothers are crying? Why the wall is burning? Tell me why. Why the wall is choosing? Why killing the siblings? Why do all this raping?
So me, I tell them it's a stop. The youth them where you're dead, they not a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning, must stop. Let go that. Before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing to stop. But I want that. Said Mary Jane for murder was a shock. Shanika, they a market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and killed with sick man. Do that. The nation traumatized and my sister youth. But they no done. Some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanika and Shanika left Westmoreland dumb the day before them. Let's hear them life done. And to flee as you are dancing and lint and gun.
Why do you some dying?
And sure,
why do more of them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You hear that?
Why kill the youth of the future?
From mountains, you him get shot. Just 3 months, full of heartless man do that. 2 13-year-old get raped and get shot. Charlie Simmons and Trenchtown High School did that feel like that's okay. My youth is a 10-year-old that. Them born her to death, I know Max feel shot. He need guarding, get stronger, them thing that to stop. Was a promising youth to our parents to that.
Why do youths them dying?
Why
do all of them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all the shrinking?
Well, we're not killing the youth, for the youth them are the future. We grew up and make this a better tomorrow. No matter what like that. You want peace, Sarah? You tell me it's gonna leak out, man, Mara. When you want to tell all the Almighty, say, me not care where you call him, which name out there. If you call him anything, you have to know the meaning. So a full time now, so we start to kill him.
Tell me why. Why do you some dying?
I'm sure, man, I can't.
Why do all of them crying? Why do all of them burning?
Come together and know what we are doing this time.
Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You know your empress,
why killing the siblings? Why do all the raping?
So tell me why. The youth and why you're dead in a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. Remember that before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stuff out of water. Security for murder was a shock. Shanika they a market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill a whiskey man. Do that the nation traumatized and my sister you that. But you know them, some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanika and Shanika left Westmoreland dumb the day before them missing. Let's see them life done. And Chaplin are you a tanted and limped and gunned down.
Tell me why. Why do you them dying?
Let's go.
Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings?
Right there live, man. What is going on? All right, here we go. On Record and Game Radio. Oh, come on. I know this ain't. But yeah, it is. Yeah, excuse me, people. We got a little technical difficulties with the switchboard here, but we're going to work it on out. And that was the wonderful sounds of Mr. Grindsman. You know what I'm saying? It's for Stop. And that was featuring Empress Ayata. It's going down real big. Let me bring everybody back up in here. Get back into some LS. All right, that's what I'm talking about. All right. Miss Blake, are you there?
Hello, I'm here.
All right. We got everybody in the building. Okay, let me ask you something now. As far as you know, managing groups, is Grindsman your first reggae artist?
Yes.
I didn't hear any of that.
Yes.
Okay, yes. Okay. And generally, generally, who do you, you know, promote? I mean, or is he your first artist on the I-9 record label, or how does that work?
Right now, it's largest for now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're kind of fading in and out real bad, though. Actually, fading in and out real bad.
Yes,
yes. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we have to go have
this
interview again,
Duena. Yeah, okay. What did you say, my brother?
Yeah, I said we have to go have this interview once more because, you know, everybody's phone supposed to be sounding good.
Yeah, man. And I definitely, so, you know what I'm saying, actually, I would want a couple of more songs from you, at least like three or four more songs, you know what I'm saying,
right,
so people can really... Yeah,
you
so people can really hear your music, too.
You know anything about the computer?
Yeah. That's what I do. I make websites or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you need, what I do.
Yeah, so you can download some song for free, man. Just join an organization on the computer and download some song for free so you'll get all the grinds, man. I could send you something. But I would have
Cause she sent me other two tracks. So if you can, you know what I'm saying, get any music to Miss Blake, she can email it to me. You know what I'm saying?
No, you could tell Miss Blake that you want all the songs, man. The only one she don't have for you right now is the one that say you must a fool ever say I feel you, and the one that you men spunade. Under them two that she not have, so might be them two that would have to sell, you know?
Yeah, you say Punani. I need that one.
Yeah.
Now, I know what that means. I know I need that song.
Well, you know what I want to do? I'm gonna keep your number. This is a personal number.
Yeah, this is. I'm on live every day, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So it don't matter where you're at.
Oh, 12 to
you
2.
Can, yeah.
You have
2 hours.
From 12 to 2. Every day?
Yeah. Every day. Every day except for Sunday.
All right.
Monday through Saturday.
So
yeah, Monday through Saturday.
You
know so anytime you call in, you can hear your music. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'll be playing your
all
music.
Right.
That's what I... Yeah. I like artists to call in and be like, let me hear that, and I'll play it.
Yeah. Yeah, I need what you're going to do for me. Just go on. All right, this is that song. It's to stop. Let's go and get a lot of promotion for me, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
This is the like a single track where I'm going to like run with, but I have variety of song, you know. You know what you got to do when I get off the phone with you? Just tell Miss Linda Blake to send you the album.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be easy. Then I can take tracks, get different tracks and stuff.
Yeah, man. I say she can send you the album, okay?
Yeah, that's definitely. I'm gonna do that. I'm definitely do that. You know,
yeah, you have some song, and then me, I gonna send you. Then me, I gonna send you the two tune you know, album.
Okay. Now Alpha, this new album. When is it due to release? Are you got the whole album completed?
It released it up.
Yeah, the new
release,
one. You're
saying that it's released, but it's digital distribution. So it's an official release for a CD yet, but I have some copies.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. That's what's up. Hey, Ms. Blake, you still there? Okay. I knew your phone was cracking up. Because what I'm going to end up doing is I'm going to reschedule another interview.
Wait.
You know what I'm saying? So we can, you know, we can have an actual clear interview. This is...
Well, yeah, we can rock more properly.
I'm about number.
I didn't hear any of that. What did you say? Yeah, this is definitely why we got to do another interview.
Yeah.
Because it's chopped up, but it's all good. It's all good. It's man-made. You can't blame nothing, you know what I'm saying? It's man-made. You just got to accept that fact. You got to accept the fact, you know what I'm saying? But I do want to thank you all for at least coming through, you know what I'm saying, and you know, giving me the chance to give you the interview and stuff. You know, giving the chance for the world to know who Grindsman is and Mrs. Linda Blake, all the way from Boston, Massachusetts. You know, if they didn't know you, they know you now, because my listener base expands to the Netherlands, Singapore, Washington, Texas, California, Korea. I don't know. I done got some of everybody. Hell, I had a Romanian, you know what I'm saying, on the show. So it's like, you know, it's a blessing of this this network, you know what I'm saying, to be able to put music out there beyond our local listening ears. You know, and that's why, you know what I'm saying, when I was like, how far are you overseas? Because that's the only thing I focus on, is getting your music overseas. I don't focus on giving you statewide promotion, honestly. My listening base is UK, Europe, you know, Asia. You know, and that's the people who I'm trying to reach. Hell, Africa, you know what I'm saying? And that's the listener base that I want, because those are the people that are actually going to be buying your music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The world still listens to CDs and buys CDs out the door. They just don't do it here.
Should I shout out to the rock from Grindsman?
Yeah, man. Get all your shout outs. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just giving thanks to everyone that listens to good music, you know?
Yeah, definitely that. Definitely that. Good reggae.
I love our reggae music, yeah. And I love all music.
What is your favorite music that you're listening to? I mean, what do you listen to? You listen to rap or just strictly Jamaican music?
Yeah,
what do you listen to?
I listen to rap, I listen to reggae, but reggae is the first.
Right.
Reggae is the first. Calypso is the second, like soca. And then rock come third. But I love like American soft music, you know, those love music.
Yeah.
I'm very fond of, I like the old time soft music, and I like these guys like Alicia Keys and Toni Braxton. And Toni Braxton. And you know that girl Alicia Keys, and what's her name?
Yeah, the new chick on the R&B tip, like Mary J. and stuff like that. Have you ever wanted to hook up with somebody like that? Like do a collab with Mary J. Or?
I'd love to collaborate with the biggest of the biggest and the best in America. We could come together and I listen to Watch the Scene, and I could put words to Watch the Scene, pertaining to Watch the Scene, because we are that type of artist that never stray from what we're doing.
Yeah, because Biggie Man to me was the one that really broke the Jamaican-American, you know what I'm saying, kind of relationship and really bonded it, because when he did that Philip Boy with Janet Jackson, you know what I'm saying, that song there just...
Yeah.
Really knocked down barriers. You know what I'm saying? It really knocked down barriers and put Jamaicans on the map as far as being able to be versatile. You know what I'm saying? And not just be doing reggae.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying to Smelfenice? I want to tell you that you got a lot of artists from Jamaica that could put them with Janet Jackson and get a better collaboration, you know?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
But they are not in that position because they don't get that promotion. You know what I mean? So it's all about the promotion.
Yeah. And if it's marketable, you know what I'm saying? See, that when Beanie Man came out, he was, you know what I'm saying, he was new. You know, we didn't have anybody since Buju Banton or Shaba Ranks.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Shaba was really the first one that came here and blew the whole... just roof off, you know what I'm saying, as far as for, you know, reggae music in America. You know what I'm saying? He really was the forefront of putting that hardcore reggae, not the Bob Marley and the Wailers cultural reggae. I mean, putting that, and then getting up in the women's ear with the flex and all that. You know what I'm saying? So that really, you know, to me, it, you know, reggae has an extreme presence over here. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, it's more white folks, you know what I'm saying, pick up on the reggae before black folks. You know what I'm saying? Because you come into the hood, and we're on our typical, you know, rap and stuff like that. But then you don't see a lot of brothers riding around, you know what I'm saying, bumping Buju or bumping you or, you know what I'm saying, you know, really listening to a lot of reggae in the cars. But then you can turn around, you can hear white folks, Chinese folks, Mexicans, everybody else is, I mean, it's hard on the reggae. I mean, they hard on it, especially, you know, especially Puerto Ricans. I mean, they hard on the reggae.
Sure.
They listen to it hard, you know what I'm saying? And that's another thing that, you know, is when you're saying marketing, you know what I'm saying? Why market to your neighborhood or to your own peoples when your own peoples ain't going to buy your shit?
Naturally. But what I'm saying is still back in Jamaica still is all about money. Money, natural talent, not go out up front. Because they change it. It's not talent and it's not versatility again. It's the amount of money you could give the radio, this jockey. You know what I mean? And they'll put that song at number one. Even if the artist can't even perform his own song. What? So that's what really going on. That's why the reggae is so weak at this time. But if you didn't have the real natural talent in the reggae, it would be real strong. Because people talking about issues and world of fear and enough other things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Babylon.
Yeah. But right now, I think it's just bling and fanciness about the reggae music now. It's not really nothing about creativity anymore, you know? The hardcore reggae music.
Well, they're trying to make it universal. They're trying to commercialize it. Anytime music becomes commercialized, it's not the original music anymore. You can't even call... You know what I'm saying? You can't really call... This is not reggae. This is not... Reggae, to me, Jamaican music, it's about culture. It's about heritage. You know what I'm saying? It's your emotions, your feelings into the music. This stuff that they trying to put on with the fuck his name is, what the goddamn dude. What the fuck is his name? The light-skinned dude. Shaggy. Is it Shaggy? Like a Shaggy. You know what I'm saying? Like he come over here. Sean Paul. There you go. Sean Paul. You know what I'm saying? Like his music now is more Americanized. You know what I'm saying? It's more for the clubs. And, you know, it's more club friendly. So everybody can understand the lyrics. You know what I'm saying? But that's not reggae.
Yeah, but I'm not preaching the message in it. Nothing but culture, heritage for real, man. It's just like a money-making thing it dancer, you know?
Mm-mm-mm.
Right now, we are complete about the hardcore stuff in reggae music, you know, because even VP right now, VP, I tell some of them artists that I just like from the 90s reggae, and then the people never love for them to put back some old school back in the thing. That's why I see Mr. Vegas come with a song like Papa Levi. I see Cartel them come with a Clark, with a song about Clarks and all that thing, you know?
Because
if they make it chant from the 90s, like the late 80s, early 90s, you know? It's like I'm not really on the song, you know?
Yeah.
Because them just make up being nice and it bubble up and stuck one place. It's not the case. Because right now, them finish a meditate, so right now, music's supposed to elevate people, so it's supposed to put out the right thing in the music, you know? So people can listen to it, youth can change and them dirty ways through it and all them things. You can elevate people to learn a skill, you can elevate people about what go on before and what is to come after and all of them. But it's not like that. You can elevate people and teach them more love and unity and respect and self-respect and low level of self-esteem, and people more cultural and people behave themselves in a proper manner at them time. But in this time, is a change of program is really a bad mind thing, if you go on, and a corrupted thing, because if a man go up at the top and next man want to draw him down, so he build up a bag of propaganda, you know, so they can be down, but in, them can be up, because even the time when Bujo Banta make the breaks, you know, it's like I really need the people that I meditate, you know, but I don't know which little bad mind people, you know, that's a tell them to me this or me that at the time, because they don't know the thing, favoritism going on music. So right now, I remain as one of the artists of big like even Shabba or Butch or even bigger than that, but I never get the proper recognition from the people, because the people them in a whole love me, because everyone me and Butch of Anton used to tour and me used to take the show them. You know. Shabba Rankin or Super Cat know that, you know, anyone who walk in America, you know. Them, me have to tell the people them, see, me and them are working things, so I can't work it myself alone, because the people them really did into me and love me, you know. I know the people them still love me, but you know, out of hearing, out of mind still. So I may have to get back in the program and let the people them know. Storyline music, they hear said we. Nursery rhyme, and it means something said we. Culture, and it means pertaining to forward people, same way. We not stick to so well by white people, slave, we and them thing. We not stick with things like we have trouble other people business, because we know human rights and all of that, you know? So we just mind our own thing. It's just because the error coming out of the music from early still. And it's not that they try to pressure it, because Bob Marley never really big to them dead, you know? So that's why Mr. Reggae music is like, I'm not stop pressure, but we know where to do the music, and we have to just find the right way to do it on the turn of foot, to let the people that know the upfront music, and it's bigger than some music where them still are rate, because I don't hide it still. Nothing where the people them talk about a show, like you can't put too much gun music thing in a song and thing, because you influence the youth them to do wrong. Yeah, but yet still, the American rapper to it. When them talk about all slackness, the whole of the Trinidadian people them and the Calypso people them and the Soca people that do it. But when Jamaican put it in a reggae, it's a good, you know, and that's the thing. Some of this I meditate so right now is a real fight to, you know, for reggae. So they deal it. So right now most of the youth them are coming in a reggae, them just come to look at money, them don't come to take it to a higher dimension still, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to tell you, sir, no care how you look, you're not going to find the right youth. I'm just one and two, just to name a few, because the music is nasty for over 6 weeks right now, you know, okay? Hmm. And at that time, I shut the business.
Yeah. Well, telling, boy, I sure enough was wondering that, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, we, you know, every day we got a little soldier boy or some little crap kid come out with some little stupid dance or, you know what I'm saying, some kind of stupid little song. But then you don't have nobody from any other country, you know what I'm saying, with their youth, you know what I'm saying, giving any other kind of outside influence, you know what I'm saying, for like the young Jamaican kids out of here, you know what I'm saying, there are no little, you know, six-year-old Jamaican kids on TV doing a video or, you know what I'm saying, teenagers, you know what I'm saying, Jamaican groups, you know what I'm saying, coming and, you know what I'm saying, influencing the Jamaican culture. Fuck the American culture, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about your culture, you know what I'm saying? Because America's going to love it anyways, you know what I'm saying, because you love it. You know what I'm saying? If you love yourself, everybody else going to love it. But if you try to cater to what everybody else loves, you're going to fall out of what you love.
Yeah.
You're going to get away from that because you're no longer doing it for self. You're doing it for somebody else, you know, and that's the great thing about music. It's self-expression.
Yeah,
if you put yourself in it, people going to love you for it.
Yeah. Most Jamaicans are not leaders anymore. They are followers, you know? So that's why them follow what other people do. Other people love a song, a certain set of song. That's the one they love because they want to sing with the crowd. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then again, if you don't promote what you have, no one can know what you have and hear that. A lot of people that really stream from their culture, you know?
I want to...
But right, It's a long road, man. It's a hard road to travel. And a mighty long way to go. So you're a grand brother. You know, so I'm going to set this back for you next time. Where exactly the station is?
It's actually online. This is all internet. This is all internet. No FM or AM radio. It's all online. That's why I do uncut and censored, because I'm not FCC regulated. You know what I'm saying? So I can say what I want, play what I want, and run the show, you know what I'm saying, how I want. And that's why I do
it. You know what I wanted to do? I wanted to just type in Grimes London on Google. And you can see what you want to see, right?
All right.
I'm going to type in Grindsman and you look down upon the MySpace. I'll send an email address, you know? So all you have to do is just shoot an email to my email. I'm going to just know, so right now, some of the things when you want to reach to you, I'm going to shoot it back to you through the same email address, you know?
Oh, there you go. I did.
Can I plan to set up this interview when it comes near up to a show, you know? When I go to can I cook a few shows up here before I leave, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Are you interested in doing shows? You know what I'm saying, like actually performing and stuff here in the States? Like going
yeah,
on like
man,
a little mini tour?
Yeah, man, I'm interested in all of that, man. It's only because all the people that do it want to do that with me, all they have to do is contact Miss Linda Blake, you know? Yeah, and from your type in Grimes, man, I got see her team come up, said, because right now she met the press release available. You know what I mean, sir? So she could send press release to everyone that them familiar back with who is Grindsman. I know who is Grindsman. Send them intend to do a show. All they have to do just be official. But even when them say, right now, I'm just them to meet her, she still have to call me and say, what you feel about it, Grinds? You know what I mean, sir? And if I feel comfortable to work with it, then I go about and work with it. Because through me is the one that still has a PR. You know what I mean, sir?
Yeah. Okay, I'm on your MySpace. I'm on the MySpace.
All right,
I'm going to add myself as a...
It's a business, man, but I know people could keep Grindsman in concert any minute. I don't really have to have a second or a third to do it, but you don't know how it goes when time you keep an artist in concert. You have to look for your artists, like local artists, you know? They look for the part first, like the first part. Before the artist come perform. But I would not that man, because right now that a crazy amount of people, I know them who would like to hear me once more, man. And nothing not change, man. The only thing change, I'm a close brother, man. Because right now, I'm more brilliant, more subversive, more intelligent, more cultural, more everything right now. I mean, I have everything what the people that want right now.
Man,
what sure, yeah. I want to call me up on this and the best. It's just true. I'm never really dealing with the money program, right? Because I'm telling them to link the manager. And the little food that the man gave me, it look like I'm going to rate me that after all. So I'm going to make it stay for next year, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's so much to set up then, bro.
We can coordinate our work together, man, as long as you can link Linda. Whatever promoter you're in.
Yeah, I've been working with her, though. You know what I'm saying? I've been knowing her now for a little over a year. And, you know, we just been through emails and, you know, email correspondences. And, you know, she needs, like, little promos and stuff played. You know what I'm saying? I'll play it through my show. And you know,
yeah.
And she just been helping me, and I just been helping her. You know what I'm saying? Just networking. So you know,
well,
any
I
artist
that
she has, I'm all about. You know what I'm saying? Supporting. You know what I'm saying? That's all I support. You know what I'm saying? Really, it's independent artists or artists that are really trying to look for self promotion. You know what I'm saying? Not that
yeah.
I want to get signed to a record label crap.
I
want to
get signed to a good record label too. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Go and do some real music. I know, so right now, you know, for worry, the income I come in and I can get to reside over America and all them things. Because if not over America, we still not leave Jamaica out. But you don't know the system's here. And then I start feeling a Jamaica in my homeland and thing. It comes like it's going to come out. You know, if you have a Europe, Africa, if you have a Japan and some more place, you know? It's like the right money where you look to deal with the family and help yourself and make the music turn and get that work, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's real.
Yes, right.
I got another person I want to, I got a brother, he didn't come on the show today, I want to bring him on the show. His name is Vice Grip. He lives down in Fort Lauderdale, which, you know, a little bit away from me. And, you know, and he's been, you know, I've been dealing with him now for a little over a year or so. And, you know, I want to play one of his songs because when you say, to me, this is the reggae I like to hear, you know what I'm saying, when it has a message to it. All that, you know, the other kind of shit that be on the commercial TVs, and I ain't with all that. Dutty wine and all that kind of, you know, that's reserved for the club to me, you know what I'm saying? That's more club reggae, not, you see what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not that stuff you can learn off of. So I'm going to play a quick song, man. I just want to get your opinion on it, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to come right back at you, all right? It's called Economical Pressure. And this was written for for Obama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So this is written by Vice Grip. Check it out.
Obama will make it better.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. Get great name brand items at a fraction of retail pricing. It's easy and it's fun at bid66.com. Sign up right now and get 10 free bids. Great items going up for bid every day, such as Apple iPads, pirate tickets, Xboxes, and gift cards. Plus, free shipping straight from the factory. So do what I do. Get your kicks from bid66.com.
Yeah, real. Be my
yeah, brother.
Yeah.
A real music that.
Yeah, what'd you say, brother?
A real music that you just play.
That's vice versa. That's
That's my feel of music too, man, because what I'm saying is like he's
yeah.
talking about what's going on in America, but it's what's going on all over the world.
On the world,
it, you know
feel
that?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the world. So, I mean, if you don't mind, I mean, I want to you know what I'm saying, kind of get you guys hooked up, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying, because he's an older brother,
like
too,
you
know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like you'd like to produce a track with both of us together.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just in it for the promotion, man. You know what I'm saying? And we don't have no real good reggae here. You know what I'm saying? So being that you here and he here, you know what I'm saying? It's power in numbers.
Yeah.
You know, it's more power in numbers. You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you got a hot song. He got a hot song. You know what I'm saying? Y'all the only two here. You got... You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? Everything is open to you to cater to you. You know what I'm saying? But it's time to put it back on the map, though. I mean, real good reggae. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Man, for real.
And y'all produce that, man. Y'all both produce that. And that's why I dig Vice Grip. You know what I'm saying? I talk to him, like, you know, at least once a week. You know what I'm saying? We kind of keep in contact and stuff. And never met the brother. Never met the brother in person.
Yeah.
Never met the brother in person, but I mean, I go to Jamaica with him right now. He already off. You know what I'm saying? He already off. He was like, man, he's like, you go back home with me, man. We have a ball. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah, but we go back, man. It's gonna be about that music. You know what I'm saying? We take it back. You know what I'm saying? We going back. You know, and taking Jamaica by storm. You know.
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying, does he live in Jamaica now?
No, he stays right here in Florida. He stays in Fort Lauderdale. He's about an hour and a half away from me. About an hour and a half, 2 hours away from me. But what I'm saying, I wrote your phone number and stuff down, so I want to talk to you like after hours and hook you guys up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and then you know, yeah, and y'all share numbers and stuff, and then y'all
yeah,
y'all two can link up.
Yeah, man. That you see the number that I call you. That is my personal
yeah,
number.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote it down. So, I mean, as soon as this show over with, I'm going to get on the phone with him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then, you know, link you guys up.
We know where it's going from there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Definitely going somewhere, man. Definitely.
Yeah, man.
Definitely.
One thing I have to say to all the kids and all the youngsters that are listening to this interview today. Live clean and live good and live right.
Yeah,
and praise the Most High. And everything will be nice in the history of life, you know? Because nothing about death and destruction. It's all about life, you know? So I'm asking
really?
All the kids to live clean. That is my motto to the kids. Live clean, do what you have to do, constructive. And bless him. Respect manners and bless him.
Wise words.
Yes,
that's why I cut the music off. That's why I cut the music
yes.
off. It's wise words. You know what I'm saying? And definitely, we
yes.
got the. Do you have any songs like speaking directly to the youth?
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Do you have a song like that's dedicated to that speaks like directly to the youth?
I've got a lot of songs speak directly to the youth. Directly, yeah.
That's what I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? Cause I do a lot of nutty stuff on this radio show, but anybody can tell you. You know what I'm saying? One thing I'm about is education. You know what I'm saying? And the higher learning,
yeah.
And that's from 1 to 100. You know what I'm saying? You ain't never too young. You ain't never too old to learn. You know what I'm saying? It's only when you close your mind that's when you're gonna stop.
Yeah.
You know, that's when you start learning.
That is the light of music I like, man. So I always build music like those, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Vice Grip, he got, you know what I'm saying, he sent me 3 different songs, and I like all 3 of them. I play them very often, you know what I'm saying. I love the music, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, so it'll definitely be a pleasure for me, you know what I'm saying, to get you to, you know what I'm saying, because y'all both are on the same path. Y'all really, I mean, your music, you know what I'm saying? It complements each other.
Yeah, it
really. So I definitely got to hook y'all up, you know what I'm saying? And I'm going to do that exactly after the show. We got 5 minutes left to the – well, 4 minutes left to the show. It's Feature Indie Artist Friday presents Linda Blake and Reggae Artist Phenomenon, Grindsman, all the way from Kingston, Jamaica, you know what I'm saying? Blessing American Airwaves right here on Wrecking the Game Radio, WDGE Radio. A.K.A. the Starship Smelly Prize, where we live 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time each and every day, Monday through Saturday. You know what I'm saying? Long as the Lord bless me to wake up, eyes will be here. You know what I'm saying? Doing what I do. So once again, you know, make sure you go check them out, www.myspace.com/grindsman, G-R-I-N-D-S-M-A-N, music, Grindsman Music. And that's on the MySpace, you know what I'm saying? Save them as a friend. Check out the new songs posted up. You got Ja Love, War in a Business, Sell Off, Mate My Again, which is the one I play, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we're going to do. So I'm going to end the show with, you know what I'm saying, with your latest song again, you know what I'm saying? It for Stop. And you can pick that up on Amazon.com. iTunes, basically any digital distribution, or Google Grindsman, and it'll pull up his information. Also, as well as Hot Steps Magazine, go to www.hotstepsmagazine.com. Subscribe, get your subscription today, and be in the know, you know what I'm saying, with what's going on in the industry, all the way out of Boston, and that's real. And just a personal thank you, Mr. Grindsman, you know what I'm saying, for blessing me, you know what I'm saying, with your presence coming on the show. It's a very pleasure meeting you. And definitely, man, we're going to be hooking another interview back up, too, you know what I'm saying, when I get some more songs and stuff.
I can tell you something, too. He's not only DJs, not so nice. You are right in my mind. Is it?
That's real, man.
You know, only tell nice that are nice. I am real enough, and I can feel the presence. You hear me, sir?
That's real. That's real.
Once again, blessed to the world from Grindsman. And I hope anyone that's listening to this interview know that Grindsman's not going to be too much of a big ass, even though they know I'm a veteran and enough people that demand that they can't pay me. But we could hook up and we could do some stuff together. Because I'm not a killer of people, because I know the economy stay and I know it's hard for everyone. So you producers out there, promoters out there, you could just know that Grimes is alive and well, willing and waiting. I bring 300 new songs from Jamaica to Vice. So I'm up and ready to do everything, okay?
It's going down. That's what I'm talking about. All right, peoples, we're ending the show, and we're going to get into this last jam. Y'all already know how we do it up in here, man. Record the Game Radio. Peace out.
Yeah, man, you don't know a fire grind system.
Don't forget, after this, it's Firefox News. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Firefox News online. Tune in.
Tell them it's a stop. They use the
them where you're dead in a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning, no stop. Lego that, before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing to stop. But I want that, said Mary Jane for murder was a shock. Shanika, they a market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and killer with sick man. Do that, the nation traumatized and my sister you that. But they no done, some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanaki and Shanika left Westmoreland dumb the day before them missing. Let's see them life done. Catch a plea and you are chanting and lift and gun down.
Why do youths and dying? Why do all of them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all this shooting?
You hear that?
Why give the youths up the future? Now is the time
and you him get shot. Just 3 months old, a heartless man do that. You 13-year-old get raped and get shot. Charlie Simmons and Trenchtown High School did that the lock. That's okay, my youth is a 10-year-old that. Them burn her to death and no Max feel shot. He need God, him get strangled, them thing that is stop. Was a promising you to our parents that.
Why do youths and dying?
The
why do all of them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all the shooting? Why killing the siblings? Why do all this raping?
Well, we're not killing the youth, fuck. The youth, them are the future. They grew up and make this a better tomorrow. No matter what life say, you are face around. You tell me it's gonna lick out man marrow. When you walk up tell all the Almighty say, they not care where you call him, which name out there. If you call him anything, you have to know the meaning. So a full time now, so we start to kill him.
Tell me why. Why do youths and dying?
Sure, man,
why do all of them crying? Why do all of them burning?
Come together and know what we are doing this time.
Tell me why. Why do all the shooting?
You know, you're Empress Archer.
Why killing the siblings? Why do all the tripping?
Some of you tell them why. The youths and why are dead in a batch. The raping, the shooting, burning must stop. Live that before people rise and fight back. Society of all them said they killing the stop. But I want that. Security for murder was a shock. Shanika, they are market and she get kidnapped. Get raped and kill a whiskey man. Do that the nation traumatized and my sister you that. But you know them, some youth are dead really gruesome. Shanaki and Shanika left Westmoreland dumb the day before them missing. Let's see them life done. And Chaplia, you are tanted and limped and gone down.
Tell me why. Why do youths and dying?
Let's go down.
Why do all of them crying? Why do all this burning? Tell me why. Why do all this shooting? Why killing?